Well, good morning, TMC family. So glad to have you all today. And our tag for today, a winning spirit, coming from Proverbs 11:20. He that winneth souls is wise. So hallelujah, win them souls for Jesus today. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you to tell you that we love you, we bless you, we thank you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you did. And thank you for our future. Father, we can't do nothing without you. But with all things, we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. Strengthen us on today, Father God. Have your way on this call. Speak through the speaker. Send a word in the name of Jesus that it may fall on good ground. Thank you for the DS De Leon family. Thank you, hallelujah, for the TMC family. Thank you for the founders, Lord God. Bless them on today. Continue to use them, and we will forever give you the glory. We will forever give you the honor. We will forever give you the praise. Continue to have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name, thank God, and let the church say, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda. Take it away, sweet pea.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord in your heart and spirit this morning. And that tag, a winning spirit, having that winning spirit. Thank you so much. We love and appreciate you. And good morning, TMC family. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Master's Call. We call it our telecommunication sanctuary. We're so thankful that God has opened these doors for us to enter in to his courts with thanksgiving and to his gates with praise. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the TMC family. First, I'm Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and this call was started way back in October 2010. I say way back, but man, oh man, it's definitely been a wonderful journey, a true blessing, because these two women of God said yes to the Master. They are our phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with that, the Word of God was placed in their hearts with Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we're so thankful that daily the Lord is adding many people to the calls as they listen in and as we communicate and just praise his name together. Now, we do have a website where you can go and look at the bios of the speakers as well as the messages that have been archived there, so you can always get a word from the Lord. That website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Our theme for this year is, in 2018, we got two more months to say this, a month and a half anyway. In 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, many of you might say, oh, you know, I want to be a part of this wonderful ministry. You can do so. We'll be more than happy to have you be a part of us. So you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. You could be a greeter, as Minister Wanda did so wonderfully, or you could host, which is what I'm doing right now, and then you may even have a word that you might want to share. Again, that information to send to is info@themasterscall.net. Now, you might want to know, how did we start? It started off by us all being a part of this wonderful health and wellness company, and it is Artist International. It was Artist International. We're under the umbrella of Artist Life. It was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon, and now into the hands of Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon, who's doing a wonderful job in helping the company move forward, because we are helping people around the world to have the best health they can have. So get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll tell you more about these products, what we have, and I tell you, they definitely are the best products on this side of heaven. And better still, guess what? Today is Awareness Wednesday on the Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday after this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Awareness Wednesday with the wonderful Flanagan's, Queen Victoria, and King Reggie. I'm telling you, you're going to get some vital information on shingles. Shingles is the topic today. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, I tell you what, I am so excited about what God is doing with this call and what he's doing with each and every one of you. And today, we're going to get another powerful message. And it's coming from our very own co-founder, who is a woman of God, and her lovely husband. I tell you, God has blessed these two so tremendously, where you could feel the anointing and the and God's spirit moving on the both of them. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about this woman of God, our co-founder. She is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. Ha, 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 yes, Mississippi. But anyway, she's a woman of God who has been around the country serving in the military. And we had just celebrated Veterans Day, and we want to say again, thank you, Dr. PK, for serving as one of God's servants in the military. And she was commissioned as an Army chaplain. She has been all around the world. She served in Germany, Saudi Arabia, in Georgia, different parts of the states. And we could go on and on. But not only that, she was a blessing to many people as a chaplain by giving God all the glory for who he is in her life. She is a woman of God who has served in operations, plans, training, you name it. She is a woman of God who had had a husband who passed on to be with the Lord. She was with him for 35 years and had two wonderful children from that union, Elisha Jr. and Devola. And she's got five grandchildren. She is a woman of God who has the power of God in her life, because she has gone through many situations, many trials, and she'll share with you what God has done in her life. I'm talking about our very own doctor, I won't say pastor, Dr. Pecola, we call her PK, Roberts Patton, and her wonderful, wonderful husband, Brother Lester Patton. We so love and appreciate them from North Carolina, Henderson, North Carolina. Are you guys there?
We are right here. Good morning. Good morning to our prayer general, and thank you so much for your faithfulness to this call. And I thank God for our Mississippi Queen. Good morning, TMC family. We love and love, love you this morning. And Sister Wanda, you know you are our comedian. You are our prayer warrior. I mean, you are here for us. And we thank you so much. I do thank God, and I do honor my sister and a co-founder, Pastor V, this morning. I thank God. And I will say unto each and every one of you, I'm going to speak and get off this morning, because I want to get over and see what else I could have done to prevent myself from getting these shingles. That is no joke. That is a painful thing. And so You all need to be over there so you can hear what my daughter Queen Victoria is gonna tell you about these shingles. I'm telling you, that's something that you really, really do not want. So let's get off into our word today. I thank God for my husband being here, and he and I are going to just discuss where we are in our process of fasting. I know without a shadow of a doubt, the more we fast, the more we need to fast, the more I am hearing even last night about misunderstanding of fasting and how people sometimes fast to think that they are showing themselves to be good to God, so God will do for them what they want done. And you need to know that God already know you. He created you. You don't know yourself. And he wants you to understand who you are and what he wants for you. And you can acquire that as you are fasting. So right now, Babe and I have decided that we are going to take a little different angle. We've been reading some books and studying and doing some more research on fasting. And good God, you all, we have so much good stuff that we want to share. We are fasting from food, but when we start talking about fasting for the soul fast, and oh, man, that is some good stuff, too. But we are going to kick it off today, Babe. I want you to kick it off with our scripture, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what happens when you fast and what fasting can bring into your life, and then we're going to start off on the first F of fasting, which is faith, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. So let's just begin with our scripture. How about it?
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, Dr. V, and tell Mother hello for us as well, and good morning to everyone out there. To God be the glory. We're going to start off with Acts 19 and 11th verse and go through 17. And God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick hankers of aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Then certain of the vanguard Jews exorcists took up on them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adore you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sivica, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirits was leaped on them and overcome them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
Praise the Lord. Here I want you to see that when you fast, when you fast and when you pray, you've got to know what it is that you have, and you've got to know that there can absolutely be some backlash from you seeking to do the will of God. You need to know where to go, who to be with, who to surround yourself with, and all of that. I'm here to tell you that Jesus will show up in the middle of where you are and help you out of any situation you find yourself in, because the devil is a defeated foe. He may come and try to make you think differently, but I want you to know, because we fast and pray. Fasting is an action. An action. Fasting brings breakthrough. Fasting brings unity. Fasting brings clarity. Fasting brings victory. Fasting opens doors. Fasting brings peace. Fasting brings deliverance. All of these things that we are talking to you about today are reasons that you should fast. What else does fasting bring, babe?
Fasting brings healing. Fasting brings restoration. Fasting brings success. Fasting brings protection. Fasting reveals your calling. Fasting brings stability.
Fasting brings the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, your glory be revealed. Fasting brings the anointing. We need that. We need that oil, that anointing to flow when we are ministering. Fasting brings refreshment. All of these words are mine, you know. Fasting brings the fire of God, the fire, fire that comes and burn up everything that shouldn't be there. Fasting brings the power of God, and fasting activates spiritual gifts.
And also, fasting breaks bondage. Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Fasting aborts the enemy's plan.
Mm-hmm.
Fasting opens portals.
Yes.
Fasting brings relief. Fasting destroys witchcraft. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Fasting relieves high-ranked angels. High-ranked angels. Oh, my goodness. Let me read that again. Fasting relieves high-ranking angels.
We all have angels, yes. Yeah. Come on.
Fasting releases faith.
Mm-hmm.
Fasting destroys doubt.
Amen, amen, amen. And that's where we are going today. We're going today to talk about for the rest of this year and probably the beginning of quarter of the next year, we are going to talk about the F of fasting. The F of fasting. Faith, focus, finding time with God, favor, fighting, forgiveness, finishing strong, and freedom. We're going to just deal with faith a little bit this morning. Fasting helps produce faith. Yes, yes, yes. Every aspect of our life as a believer is based upon our faith and our trust in the Lord. When we fast, it releases our faith. And it allows us to receive and tap into the promises that have been made available according to God's word. Fasting also breaks and destroys the power of unbelief. Because you see, if you have faith, faith squashes unbelief. Again, when we fast, we are releasing our faith. And how do we do that? Well, we may or may not get the answers we are seeking when we fast, and some people get really, really discouraged because they fast today and they expect the answers of God to come today, the answers that they want. We need to understand that when we fast, we should be fasting, asking God to give us what he wants us to want. Not just what we want. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. We want our desires to line up with his desires for our lives. We want to live not beneath our privilege, but we want to walk and live within the promises that God has made for us. And sometimes it doesn't come in the microwave, give it to me right now way. It takes a person to operate in faith and expect a breakthrough and believe God for healing even when the doctor says otherwise. It takes one to operate in faith when God tells you to stay in a marriage which seems to be falling apart. I talked to a young lady this morning who says to me, already had my first two counseling sessions this morning already before I got a chance to get on here with you. And she says, God told me to stay in this relationship, but he told me the battle is not mine. It belongs to him. So I'm not fighting this thing. I'm just staying in it, and it doesn't feel good at all. I said, well, you need to know that Dr. PK is willing to climb up in the bed with you and help rock you study as we get through this process. If God told you to stay, which I would not have told her to you know, you got to let folk pray for themselves and be where they want to be. Don't go, let folk know. Let folk know it's okay for them to make their own choices. God gave us that great gift. Stop making choices for folk. She decides she wants to stay. I'm going to pray with her. Do whatever I can to help her. As long as he doesn't hit her, I won't call the cop. He can act crazy. You got to understand it's her faith walk. It's your faith walk. And that faith can cause us to walk through some tough, deep valleys. Hey, glory to God. But when we know without a shadow of a doubt that we have consulted God and he tells us to stay in a situation that feels so uncomfortable, it takes faith, y'all, to rock a study in there. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. It really is. Many of us need our faith activated in order to believe God and what he has declared in his word for us. Fasting helps release that faith. We have endured much suffering, and we tend to think it will always be that way, but that's not so. I will never receive my breakthrough. That's not so. I will never walk out the promises that God has made, said that I will. That's not so. That's a lie straight from the pit of hell. The devil is the liar, and he is the father of lies, and we need to know his voice from God's voice, okay? I will never get this promotion. I will never get this, but that is a lie straight from hell. I will never be happy again. I used to be so happy and carefree. I could feel my joy bells ringing. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you don't have it and you don't feel it, jump for it. Leap for joy. Leap for joy and cause your joy bells to ring, even when you can't feel joy. Okay, let me see what time it is. I'm getting on over here. All righty. I want you to know that when our faith is shaken and tested and tried, and it will be, we must grab hold to every ounce of faith that is within us and trust in the word of God, knowing that God is going to see us through. I'm ready to shout on that right now. God will see you through a situation. You don't have to get stuck in the midst of it. All you got to do is wrap yourself around faith and let faith wrap itself around you and just keep walking. Where do you get that faith? You're going to get it because you are developing a lifestyle of fasting. And as you are fasting, if you are really honest with yourself and you are very careful and look and watch as you're going through the fast and journal, God will give you so many answers to your prayers so that when these days come where things look bad and feel bad, you can just sit down and read your journal and you can say, hey, thank you, Jesus. You did that and you're going to do this. You brought me from there, and you're going to take me from here to there. And God, I thank you, and I give you the glory. That's faith, walking out your faith, walking out your faith. Everything we receive from the Lord requires faith in order for us to possess it. Let me say that again. Everything we receive from the Lord requires faith in order for us to possess it. The devil is not going to sit still and let you just possess and get what it is that God has promised you. Since this teaching for this session, for this season, is going to be about getting breakthroughs in your faith, I want you to understand that God is going to release some answers to your prayers. And God is going to do some things for you that you have been asking him for. Why? Because you are making a shift in your spiritual walk with him. You're getting really serious about being connected with him. You are beginning to fast in a way that will absolutely let the devil know that you mean business with the Lord. With that being said, I'm going to bring this to a close with you understanding that I'm going to pick this up. We're going to talk about it some more on Monday. I told you that we were going to be talking about faith and stepping out on your faith. Well, this is it, F-A-I-T-H. Faith builds belief, and belief is very important for you to move forward and acquire what God has for you. With that being said, I want you to remember that God loves you so much and that he will do anything he can to help you see how important you are to him. We are important to the Lord. Come on and take this, a prayer, General. Close us out so we can get over to our next call.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. PK and Brother Lester. We so appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to more of this information on fasting. I tell you, it's always a blessing to hear you guys come to us on the topic fasting. I'm going to now go before the Lord in prayer, and I want you to come before him with me as we pray over our prayer requests. Oh, holy, gracious, heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are God all by yourself. We thank you for your love, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you, Father, that you are El Shaddai all by yourself. And with that, Father God, we're bringing before you these prayer requests, Lord God, believing and trusting in you, Lord God, that you will watch over your word to perform it in each and every one of their lives. So with that health, Lord God, we're coming before you with Mother Jessie, Father God. We ask that you heal her by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for Mother Oliver, Lord God, Mother Eleanor Blackwell, and Mother Joseph, Father. Touch her, Lord God. Strengthen these matriarchs like never before, oh God. We thank you, Father, for Nancy Howard. We call her healed, and Lord, that she's coming out of the coma in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for Sharon Stowers and Erlene, Father God. We thank you for Johnny May and James Ware, Father. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, they are healed and they are whole and they are complete in you. We thank you, Father God, that you're strengthening them in every capacity of their lives, of their beings. We thank you, Father God, for touching the bereaved families, Lord God. We ask you, Father, that you comfort them. We thank you, Father, for Daryl's family, putting your arms around his daughter, Lord God. We thank you for the family of Aunt Lavinia and Robin Wilson's family, Father God. Keep them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. Thank you for Sheila and her family, Father God. We know, Father, that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So we glorify you, Father God, that every good and perfect work is taking place in each and every one of their lives. We thank you for artist's life in its entirety. We ask that you continue to strengthen Mama and Papa, Father God, Elvia and Alejandro, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God. Keep everyone, Father God, and strengthen them as we go forth, Lord God, presenting your wonderful products that you have placed in our hands. We give your name glory. We give your name honor for the woman and the man of God who have given this word this morning. Strengthen them, Lord God, and we thank you that fasting and praying, Father God, is essential in the believer's life. So as they present these messages, Father God, we ask that you protect them from all harm and danger. No weapon formed against them will prosper. They will rise in the newness of life in every part of their being. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome day by day. So we encourage you to invite somebody to come to this call, the Master's Call. And to hear this playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-pound. And again, the New Morning Motivational Call is coming up next, and you want to invite somebody to that call because the topic is shingles, where Queen Victoria really pours out of her spirit and everything she has, the great information on these different topics. So that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord and letting us know that we have a winning spirit. And thank you again, Dr. PK and Brother Lester, for this profound message on fasting. We love and appreciate you. So we want you come back and give us, close us out with the benediction. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for each of you. Want you to remember that without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith and fasting, oh, my God, what can we accomplish? Now, God, we ask that your precious Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each of us as we leave this call going out to live a super fantastic life representing you, Holy Father. This is our prayer in Jesus' name, and every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Bye-bye. God bless. I love you. Bye-bye.